Are there any questions? Yes, Pete.
You know that lick that you played like about 2 minutes in? Could you show us how to do that one? Just my little joke. That's beautiful. You know what I really liked about it is that it's a banjo and you're playing it. You're getting all these banjo sounds out of it. You know, some people play banjo like it's really supposed to be some other instrument. It just sounds so banjo-y in your hands. I love it. Thanks.
Question over there. Question is if there are any musicians outside the bluegrass genre that have influenced. To name one, for instance. One. Okay, let's... Bill, do you have one musical influence outside the bluegrass world?
Well, I don't want to point at one musician, just not to name others, but I listen a lot to bass players and jazz guitar players.
I guess I would say Aaron Copland.
Brian Wilson. Damn. Because it just sounds so good, the stuff he thinks of. It just sounds so good.
Is the Beatles one person?
I really like this minimalist composer, Morton Feldman.
Minimalist?
Yeah.
How would you define minimalist as maybe you pick up on minimalism?
Well, you just have to listen to some of the recordings. I got to look at some of the scores that he has, and he has this bizarre notation system of numbers and symbols and things. I don't think he embraced standard notation until about the last 10 years of his life.
It sounds like tablature.
But how does that affect you, would you say?
I'm just trying to get to the point where he has this thing where on some of his recordings where there may be two bars of nothing, and also they use they play the dynamic range of pianissimo quite a bit, maybe like whole pieces. And I've been trying to get the guts to play, have
just
a piece
play
of...
Just play it! Do it!
I can't do it.
Do it right now!
I've been trying to get the guts to play with two bars of rest in the middle of a piece like he does. I find that to be very interesting that he would do that. I tend to fill up the whole space with boinga, boinga, boinga.
Sometimes we like musicians that do the things that we can't do ourselves. You know, we like to hear it. Like, it's hard to leave space as a banjo player, but it's great that you appreciate it so much as a banjo player. Like, listen for just 1 second. See what I mean?
How'd you do that?
Any other questions? Another question for Bela, perhaps? Yes, back there. Yes. She was mentioning that she heard an interview with Bela where he was interviewed about his trip to Africa last year and whether any of us had other cultural influences besides American bluegrass. Do you want to talk about the African thing
first? I did go to Africa a couple of years ago. It was an incredible trip. And I went to Uganda, Tanzania, Mali, and Gambia. And in West Africa, researched a little bit on, didn't really research, I went to where there were some people that played something a lot like a banjo that seemed to be a forebear of the banjo. And the music they were playing with the right hand looked like clawhammer, exactly. It was a three-string banjo called the akanting, but there were instruments all over West Africa with hide heads and skin bridges and different amounts of strings and different sizes, and a lot of them have short strings. Like we have here, which so I just think it's obvious that it, you know, the fifth string that supposedly was added by Joel Sweeney in the 1820s was probably a low string, not a high string, in my opinion. But anyway, that's a sidetrack. But anyway, I just found a lot of great musicians to record with over there. A field recordings in people's houses and hotel rooms, wherever, and a lot of instruments that don't, not always banjo-oriented stuff, singers, thumb piano players, drummers, marimba players, and it was a great trip, and I'm still working on it. I have about 4 hours of the movie part of it roughed out, and we have to either make it into half-hour segments for a series or make it into a 90-minute movie and cut a lot away, and then I have about 3 CDs worth of stuff that's all really stuff I would put out. I'm real picky too, but it was pretty incredible. Some of the music that I found over there and the people I got to play with. So just be patient. I mean, it's probably going to be, since I don't know anything about the movie business, we're just making the movie, and then we can't really put the record out till we finish the movie, and that's what's taken 2 years working on the movie. So that's going to continue for probably another 6 months before it's ready to come out, and then hopefully someone will put it out, and then the record will come out too right around then. So. But I like all kinds of music. African music is awesome, and there's tons of great stuff. I knew there was a lot of great stuff over there. I wanted to go check it out, but the world is full of great music, and a lot of it is right here, but there's great music, you know, name the country that you can find it. So I love world music.
I'm from out west now. I've been living there for about half my life now, and I'm so far from all the other countries, I don't get to go there. And the last time I went to Europe, it seemed like every time I was sitting in a restaurant, they're playing Frank Sinatra. So I didn't get too much influence out of that. But one thing that's really neat if you're out west, and that's also true around here too, there's Indian tribes, they put on powwows. And it's real common in a powwow that there's just, it's a men thing. They sit around, anybody from teenagers to old guys, they're just sitting around a big drum, beating a drum, and they're singing their butts off. And I don't understand the words, but it really reaches me. It's like the best bluegrass singing. It seems like they can all sing up there and do that. And I couldn't tell you how that affects my banjo playing, but I sure like it.
I've had a chance to go to Ireland, and Pete's been over there. Well, not all of us, but three of us have been over there. We're over there too. Bill's been over there. The Johnny Keenan Banjo Festival, and there's a lot of incredible Celtic music you get to
Danny's been there.
Tune into. Were you there too? Oh, okay, and it's been there too. And it's a wonderful festival, and last time I was there, last September, I got to meet the gentleman that brought the four-string banjo to Irish music, because it wasn't originally a part of Irish music. And just like the five-string banjo wasn't originally the part of bluegrass music. But so that's been a big influence on me in the last few years. And, not so much in what I play every day, but I've worked up some Celtic fadas and things like that. So. Bill?
No, not so much, thank you very much. I mean, I listen to stuff on the radio and elsewhere, and if I like it, I like it. I don't, the cultural thing, well, or maybe that enters in, but to me, if I like it, it doesn't matter where it came from. I don't try to play flamenco or, you know, or gypsy music or very much classical or, I love to listen to it, but I don't feel like it's my area, so I enjoy the listening part, and that's where it stops. So, I guess everybody is influenced. I mean, the languages we hear around, I lived in Europe for a while, and so I got my share of all those languages and ethnic and national musics, and it's all kind of neat, but I just don't feel real if I try to play French musette or Italian music. It just doesn't feel like, I feel like I'm pretending, you know, so I don't pretend.
Danny,
where I'm from, they have a really cool accordion music, Norteño and Conjunto music and stuff, and I really like this guy, Narciso Martinez. And a lot of the accordion music lays out really nice with the banjo, sort of diatonic in form, and a lot of AABA structures and things, and polkas and things that work out really nice on the banjo, and I've recorded a few of those pieces and things. And I miss that music when I'm not home, and it's great when I go home to hear it on the AM radio, hear accordion music on the radio, it's really nice.
You're talking Texas now, right?
Yeah.